Imagine traveling back in time to meet your great-great-grandparents, only to discover they had perfect teeth without toothpaste, robust health without hospitals, and vibrant energy without supplements. This isn't fantasy. It's the documented reality Dr. Weston A. Price uncovered during his remarkable global odyssey in the 1930s. As a dentist puzzled by the rising tide of dental problems in his American patients, Price embarked on a decade-long investigation spanning five continents to study isolated communities untouched by modern foods. What he discovered was shocking. When indigenous people abandoned their traditional diets for processed foods, their health collapsed, not over generations, but often within a single lifetime. Children born after their parents adopted civilized foods developed narrowed facial structures, crowded teeth, susceptibility to disease, and diminished vitality. This wasn't isolated to one culture or continent, it was a universal pattern repeated across diverse human populations worldwide. High in Switzerland's remote Lochental Valley, Price found his first pristine example of traditional health. This isolated community of 2,000 people had neither physicians nor dentists because they rarely needed them. They also had no police or jails as they had no use for them. Their diet centered on nutrient-dense rye bread and raw dairy from cows grazing on alpine pastures. The results? Among those still eating this primitive diet, the cavity rate averaged just 0.3 per person, compared to the 15-20 cavities common in Americans. The children displayed remarkable physical resilience, playing barefoot in glacier water while adults wore overcoats. When Price expanded his studies to nearby valleys, he found the same pattern. Isolated hamlets showed nearly perfect dental health, while those connected by roads to civilization had decay rates skyrocketing to 20.2 teeth per 100. The difference? Imported foods, white flour, sugar, jams, and syrups had replaced the local dairy products and whole rye. Even more striking, these communities recognized the special nutritional qualities in butter made when cows ate grass near the snow line, celebrating it with sacred ceremonies. Nutritional wisdom science would only confirm decades later. The pattern discovered in Switzerland repeated with remarkable consistency across dramatically different environments. Among isolated Eskimos living entirely on native foods, primarily seafood, organ meats, and animal fats, only 0.09% of teeth showed decay. Their modernized counterparts eating store grub showed a staggering 13% decay rate, a 144-fold increase. These primitive Eskimos displayed magnificent dental development and extraordinary physical strength. Men could reportedly carry 100 pounds in each hand and 100 pounds in their teeth for considerable distances. In the South Pacific, Price found Melanesians and Polynesians with near-perfect health when living traditionally. On islands where white flour and sugar comprised 90% of imported goods, populations were literally dying out. Birth rates couldn't keep pace with rising mortality. In New Caledonia, those consuming native foods showed only 0.14% incidence of dental caries, while those eating trade foods had 26%, a dramatic 185-fold increase. The once mighty Marquesans, enthusiastically described by early explorers for their beauty and strength, had declined from over 100,000 people to about 2,000, largely due to tuberculosis following nutritional decline. Africa provided Price with perhaps his most compelling evidence. Among 30 different tribes studied across 6,000 miles, six showed complete immunity to dental caries with perfectly formed dental arches. The Maasai, consuming milk, meat, and blood from their cattle, showed only 0.4% tooth decay among 2,516 examined teeth. The remarkably tall Nuers, women 6 feet, men 6 to 7 feet, thrived on animal products from the Nile plus dairy, with only 0.5% tooth decay. Yet whenever these same tribes adopted modern foods, tooth decay appeared immediately, and in the next generation, dental arch deformities developed. The pattern was unmistakable. physical degeneration wasn't genetic but nutritional. Among 1,276 skulls from ancient Peru, not one showed the typical deformities found in modern populations after adopting processed foods. When parents abandon traditional diets, their children develop distorted facial structures, narrow dental arches, and increased susceptibility to disease, despite the parents themselves having perfect development from their own childhood nutrition. What made traditional diets so effective? They weren't random assemblages of whatever was available. They represented sophisticated nutritional wisdom developed over countless generations. These diets universally contained adequate bodybuilding and repair materials while being naturally low in calories but dense in nutrients. Primitives often went to extraordinary lengths to obtain scarce but nutritionally vital foods, sometimes trading across vast distances for essential minerals and fat-soluble vitamins found in organ meats and special animal products. Each successful primitive diet adapted to local resources while maintaining core nutritional principles. Alpine valley dwellers relied on high-vitamin dairy products from animals grazing on mineral-rich pastures. Outer Hebrides inhabitants balanced oat products with seafoods, particularly fish livers rich in fat-soluble vitamins found in organ meats and special animal products. Eskimos developed sophisticated preservation methods for organ meats and special tissues from sea animals. Many cultures reserved specific foods, fish eggs, organ meats, special fats, for growing children, pregnant women, and couples preparing for conception. When Price applied these principles to malnourished children at a Cleveland mission during the Industrial Depression, the results were remarkable. By providing one nutritionally reinforced meal 6 days weekly, featuring small quantities of high vitamin butter mixed with cod liver oil, freshly ground whole grains, and mineral-rich foods, he completely controlled dental caries in every participant. One patient who began with 38 open cavities developed no new cavities over several years while following the program, with dramatic improvement in overall health. Perhaps most striking was Price's discovery that primitive cultures systematically spaced children 2.5 to 4 years apart, allowing mothers to fully recover nutritional reserves between pregnancies. They began special feeding long before conception, not waiting until pregnancy was confirmed, and provided specific nutritional support throughout pregnancy and nursing. Some cultures even provided special foods for fathers-to-be, recognizing that both parents contributed to child health. The wisdom of primitive peoples offers modern civilization a pathway back to physical excellence. Their nutritional principles, emphasizing nutrient-dense whole foods, sacred animal products, proper food preparation, and generational planning, align remarkably well with emerging nutritional science. By understanding that many physical and mental problems stem not from heredity, but from nutritional disturbances that modify development, we can begin addressing the root causes of modern degeneration. What makes Price's work so powerful is its universal application across diverse human populations. From Swiss Alps to Pacific Islands, from African plains to Arctic tundra, the same patterns emerged. Traditional diets produced magnificent health. Modern processed foods triggered rapid degeneration. This wasn't theoretical. It was directly observable within families, where older siblings raised on traditional foods showed perfect development, while younger siblings born after dietary changes displayed progressive deformities. The question facing us isn't whether our ancestors possessed profound nutritional wisdom. Price's meticulous documentation proves they did. The question is whether we're humble enough to learn from them before it's too late. Our future health, and that of generations to come, may depend on rediscovering what our ancestors never forgot, that food isn't just calories, but the very foundation of human vitality.